This fall, Texas students are going to crack open controversial new social studies textbooks. Trey Kay, host of our podcast, Us and Them, has been following Texas's curriculum and textbook fights for several years, and he's here to tell us more about the Us and Them podcast called Textbook Watchdogs. Hey, Trey.
Hey, Ashton.
So years ago, you made a documentary about the 1974 Kanawha County textbook controversy. Is that what got you interested in similar controversies in Texas?
Yeah, the textbook war in Kanawha County broke out in 1974, and Texas is still struggling with some of the same disagreements about education today.
Like what to teach about American history.
Right. In Texas, a school board dominated by conservatives has created some controversial standards for what kids have to learn in history classes. Critics say the standards lionize conservatives like Newt Gingrich and Phyllis Schlafly, and they downplay slavery as the cause of the Civil War. And they say the standards overemphasize the Bible's influence on America's founders. Dr. Don McElroy was on the board that adopted these standards.
What separates the West from everything else is the religious conviction man has been created in the image of God. And those things, I don't think, are fully understood. If we could just teach what actually happened in the past, the great contributions of Christendom, the weeding out of slavery, all this has a lot to do with our religious convictions and has to do with our religious beliefs. So that's the one thing I would like to see added or make sure that's understood.
That's why McElroy supported a standard that requires that Texas children learn that Moses was a big influence on America's founding fathers.
If you read the curriculum standards, you might conclude that Mount Sinai in Philadelphia, and Moses handed over the tablets to Thomas Jefferson.
That's Kathy Miller. She's the president of the Texas Freedom Network. It's a liberal advocacy group that keeps an eye on the activities of the Christian right in Texas. Her group's been looking over the new textbooks based on these controversial standards.
None of the books actually write that, but many of the books had to distort the influence of Christianity and the Bible and Moses in particular in discussing our founding and our founding documents.
So is Moses listed in the new textbooks as an influence to our nation's founders?
Yeah. In one book, there's a full-page illustration titled, Where Did the Framers Get Their Ideas? It has a picture and bios of four men. Moses is at the top of the list, followed by Enlightenment thinkers John Locke, Charles de Montesquieu, and William Blackstone.
Moses didn't influence the founders?
Well, critics argue you can't trace the founders' philosophy back to Moses' writings because he didn't leave any writings behind. So you can't read his philosophy the same way that you can read John Locke's philosophy. And they say it's hard to find traces of the Ten Commandments in our founding documents like the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence. The bottom line is the critics think that conservatives are just trying to force Christian ideas into the curriculum.
Fights like this have been going on in Texas for a long time, and you talk about that in the podcast.
Yeah, I've been really interested in the story of Mel and Norma Gabler. 50-some years ago, he was a clerk for an oil company, and she was a housewife. And yet they had a huge impact on what got into textbooks, not just in Texas, but around the country.
The values which most Americans hold dear have been censored from textbooks. The very values that we need to foster if we want to continue as a moral nation.
Why should a handful of liberals totally control what's going on in our textbooks?
The way I've heard it is that the Gablers were influential because textbook publishers would test the books out in Texas that they'd sell to the rest of the nation. Is that right?
You have that right. That's not really true anymore, but I still love to keep an eye on Texas because it's such a great example of culture war battles that we like to talk about on Us and Them.
Trey, this sounds fascinating. Thanks for coming in to talk to us about the new program.
Thank you, Ashton.
Trey Kay is the host of Us and Them. The new Us and Them installment, Textbook Watchdogs, is available now on iTunes. To listen to it or get more information, you can visit our website, wvpublic.org.